Good morning, everybody, and welcome to BluePower.com. My name is John Reese, and as I mentioned yesterday, every day this week we are going to have a great guitar player on, one who is especially influential in teaching younger people today. Today, our special guest is Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan. So, without wasting a second here, I want to get down and play a little bit of my favorite Stevie Ray Vaughan tune. The tune's called The House Is Rockin'. Don't bother knocking, the house is a rockin'. Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. This is from a CD called Greatest Hits, and it's an amazing CD. It's got 11 cuts on it, and we're going to play mostly everything off that today. Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan, an amazing, amazing player, totally unique. One of those guys that you could pick out of 1,000 guitar players. All playing at one time. You just know it's Stevie Ray Vaughan, the man who created the shuffle lead and has influenced so many, many great young players throughout the world today. Next cut we're going to play is a little tune called Texas Flood. I think you'll enjoy it. Thank you.
sunshine for every day.
Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan, Texas Flood, a W.C. Clark tune. Just wanted to show you here. There is a young gentleman in Norway, in Bergen, Norway, as a matter of fact, who was here several weeks ago at the knitting factory. His name is Frederick Strand Holland, a young man who has listened religiously to Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan and has come out with a CD which has several of Stevie's songs on it, one of which is Texas Flood. I'd like to play that for you now just to show you the influence that Stevie had on this young man, this 13-year-old young man from Bergen, Norway. Mr. Frederick Strand Holland, Texas Flood.
Man, neighborhood. Lord, I'm going back home to stay. Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay. Well, back home, oh no, floods are tornadoes. Baby, the sun shines every day.
Fredrik Strand Holland from Bergen, Norway, 13-year-old tremendous guitar player who, as you can tell, has listened a great deal to Stevie Ray Vaughan. Now, Stevie Ray Vaughan was born in Dallas, Texas on October the 3rd, 1954. And I'm reading to you from the All Music Guide to the Blues, by the way, which is one of my Bibles. With his astonishingly accomplished guitar playing, Stevie Ray Vaughan ignited the blues revival of the 80s. Vaughan drew equally from bluesmen like Albert King, Otis Rush, and Muddy Waters, and rock and roll players like Jimi Hendrix and Lonnie Mack, as well as the stray jazz guitarist like Kenny Burrell, developing a uniquely eclectic and fiery style that sounded like no other guitarist, regardless of genre. Now, that is the truth. That is the absolute truth. Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan, I had the opportunity to see him live at the Greek Theater. Never have I been... I was up on my feet yelling and screaming, which is amazing for me. For an old guy to be yelling, yeah, man, yeah, man, yeah, man, I just couldn't believe where he was taking the guitar. But, you know, it was a strange thing that night. He brought up Mitch Mitchell, Jimi Hendrix drummer, and I think they played Voodoo Child, which was excellent. It was good to see Mitch play again. But we're going to play another Jimi Hendrix tune here by Stevie Ray Vaughan, a song called Little Wing. I know you remember this from Jimmy. Thank you. Little Wing, the Jimi Hendrix composition, performed wonderfully by Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie Ray, like I said, was born in Dallas, and Stevie Ray began playing guitar as a child, inspired by his older brother Jimmy, who was also an excellent player. When he was in junior high school, Stevie began playing in a number of garage bands, which occasionally landed gigs in local nightclubs. By the time Stevie was 17, he had dropped out of high school to concentrate on playing music. Vaughn's first real band was the Cobras, who played clubs and bars in Austin during the mid-70s. Following that group's demise, he formed Triple Threat in 1975. Triple Threat also featured bassist Jackie Newhouse, drummer Chris Layton, and vocalist Lou Ann Barton. After a few years of playing Texas bars and clubs, Barton left the band in 1978. The group decided to continue performing under the name Double Trouble, which was inspired by the Otis Rush song of the same name. Stevie Ray became the band's lead singer.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight through the blind. My baby loving caused the sun to shine, and she must be a little bang. My pride and joy. She my sweet little baby. I'm my little lover boy. Yeah, I love my baby, my heart and soul. Love like eyes I won't never grow. She my sweet little thing. She my pride and joy. She my sweet little baby. I'm my little lover boy. Yeah, I love my linen, she's long and lean. You mess with her, you'll see a man get mean. She my sweet little thing. She my pride and joy. She my sweet little baby. I'm my little lover boy. We'll be right back.
coming to an end at time. And she's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm my little lover boy. Yeah, I love my baby, my heart and soul. Love like eyes I won't never grow. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm my little lover boy.
On this CD, with Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan, on bass, Tommy Shannon, on drums, Chris Layton, and on the keyboards, Mr. Reese Winans. Pride and Joy, that is definitely not the Marvin Gaye song. We're going to go out on Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan today, on another one of my favorites. And it's kind of unusual, I don't usually go out on a ballad. But we're going to close this with Life Without You, which is an amazing song. Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble.
Thank you.
to thank everybody for tuning in today. This is John Reese at BluePower.com. We've been listening to Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan, one of the great guitar influences from the United States of America, actually from Dallas, Texas. The man died too young of an accidental death, and seems that happens a great deal to some of our best and finest performers. However, his music is still around and we can still hear it. So whenever you want to feel good and kick it out the jams, gather up some blues and listen to Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan. The blues will always make you feel good, always make you smile. This is John Reese of BluePower.com thanking you so much for tuning in today. Stay tuned tomorrow. We are going to have another great American blues guitarist, a very, very influential man. So take care. Have yourself a great time today and have fun. Bye-bye.